We're learning Siman Nun Gimel Be'ezer Hashem starting from tonight. Siman Nun Gimel is a fascinating, really, really important Siman. The title of the Siman is Din Aroy Leirid Lifnei Ateva, all the halachas regarding Shliach Tzibur. Who is entitled to be a chazan? If you have to choose between various potential Shliach Tzibur, who is the right one to pick? That's really, really important halachas. We'll also be talking, see if Aleph tells us various halachas with regards to Yishtabach. We'll be learning also something which is very relevant to the winter months, Rabbosai. Winter months, I don't know what time you daven, but there is minyonim that in the winter, deep winter, the minyan starts before the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin. So why are you meant to do that? And you may have noticed that in some shuls, a notice will say that the chazan should put on talis and tefillin at one point, and the mispalalim should put on talis and tefillin at a different time. I don't know if that's in all the shuls, but some shuls certainly make that point. Why is that? There will be, Mitzvah Shem, we'll be able to understand that tonight. And also, what about if somebody has to be excused in the middle of Sukkah de Zimra? Does he say Asher Yatza, yes or no? Middle of Sukkah de Zimra. So these are the halachas we'll be covering tonight, and that will lead us into other halachas with regards to Shliach Tzibur, all its relevant halachas from Sif Gimel onwards, as in Dalet onwards, about who is somebody who's particularly flat, and can he daven for the Amud? If he's particularly flat, what about a Bar Mitzvah boy? Can he daven before the Amud? And somebody who has got a history of being a Mechal Shabbos, can he be a Shliach Tzibur or not? All these halachas will be covered in Mitzvah this Siman. Okay, but again, the siman starts with two seifim, which is with regards to Yishtabach, as a continuation to the previous simonim. Siman on Gimel Seif Aleph Din Aroy Leirid Lifnei Ateva, who is the appropriate man to daven before the Amud. By the way, the expression Leirid Lifnei Ateva is actually an interesting expression. We all know that it's based on a Mishnah in Brachas. Leirid Lifnei Ateva literally means to Leirid, to go down, Lifnei before Teva, before the box. Where did that expression come from? It's Mishnayos in Brachos. Where does that expression come from? So historically, the way it worked, do you know where it comes from? Pardon? Very good. So The fact that it leirid to go down was in all the shuls, and unfortunately, only few shuls nowadays are still bit like that way. But most shuls historically were makbid that when you go to the chazan, he actually goes down a step. He goes down, and the reason is because the Pasuk in Tehillim says, Mimamakim, from the depth, Korosicho, I call you Hashem. And therefore, Mamakim, from the depth, he was physically also a little bit lowered. I know the shul in Zurich, if I may mention, a beautiful shul in the IEG in Switzerland, in Zurich, is like built that way, that he goes gradually down, and the Chazan place is clearly, clearly lower. If I'm not mistaken, about davening monks recently, I think in monks also goes slant, it goes slightly down. For that reason, Mamakim Korosich Hashem. And that's really Leirid Lifnei Ateva, to go down Lifnei Ateva comes from that. And really, the Chazan is meant to be, Mimamakim, in depth, it should be lower down. Of course, it can't always be built. And sometimes when the ceiling are heightened and the roof is, and the floor is lowered, sometimes it's worth doing it right across, I suppose. But yes, halachically, there's an Indian that the chazan should be lower than anybody else. Lifnei Ateva, the box was because the way the chazan davened, it wasn't a standard like we've got nowadays. It was more like a box type of item, an object, and that's why it's Roy Lifnei Ateva. That's where the nusach comes from. No. Lifnei Ateva, before. It was like some sort of...
The Ateva didn't mean the Onur Kodesh.
No, I don't think so. I don't think so. Maybe that as well. I'm not sure. I don't know. Oyma Shliach Tzibur Yishtabach Me'umot Seif Aleph tells us that the Shliach Tzibur says Yishtabach while standing. That this is an important. Why is it that he's? What does that imply? That the Shliach Tzibur has to be standing. What does that imply? That's right. That everybody else does not need to be standing. There's a particular halacha with regards to the chazan that needs to be standing. Why is that? And this is actually a very important halacha, and we see that's very relevant even nowadays. The Sifkot Nalev Mishnebu tells the Shliach Tzibur Kedei Sheyismoich Lo Yakadish Miyad, that the chazan needs to be standing for the following reason. The chazan needs to be standing because subsequently there will be kaddish. It's it's wrong for the chazan to say yishtabach sitting, and after finishing completing yishtabach, he's getting up, and then he's going to say kaddish, because yishtabach needs to be right before kaddish, and if he has to stand up in the middle, that will delay him a few seconds, and that's wrong. So we're learning over here a very important halacha, and we'll see that later again. Kaddish has to come right after the chazan's yishtabach. Yishtabach, kaddish without the hefsek, that's really, really important. That's really, really important. We'll see that in a few minutes, halacha. As opposed to the rest of the tzibur, meikra din, they could actually be sitting during yishtabach. We don't, because there's an Indian to be standing for yishtabach, but really meikra din, the tzibur can be sitting for yishtabach. Now I'm skipping a few lines in the Mishnah Berurah. And then he adds the following halachas. All the 15 praises in Yishtabach, min shiru shvocha, alel vezimu, etc. ad me'ato until me'ato. All these 15 praises, yizor ma'od, one should be very careful, shul lehafsik b'neim, to not interrupt, to not have a break between all the 15 praises. Shiru shvocha, alel vezimu, etc., etc. Do not interrupt in the middle, just go in one go. And somebody does stop in the middle, he gets a very great punishment. But it doesn't need to be in one breath. So you just make sure not to have interruptions in the middle, but you can't breathe in the middle. Okay, that's if Aleph. Mishnah.
What's the hashtag?
I suppose a few seconds, I suppose. Maybe, I'm not sure. There's no shear mentioned over here. I imagine if you say, I'm not sure. Yeah, kidei dibu. Safe base. Ein loy ma yishtabach. One should not say yishtabach. Elohim kein, unless omar boruch she'omar. Vekitzas psuke de zimra. Now, Shulchan Aruch is teaching us a very important halacha. Never say yishtabach unless you have said boruch she'omar and some psuke de zimra. So the Mishnah Berurah is going to give us an example if somebody is delayed. And he's taking the amud. Somebody's delayed. So he should never, ever, ever just go start, put some talis in tefillin and he goes straight for yishtabach. Don't do that. You must have said, prior to yishtabach, you must have said boruch she'omar and some psuke de zimra. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Kotten Gimel, the yishtabach yibrocha achroino, sheniskin oloi macha psuke de zimra. As we mentioned earlier, Shurim, last week, that the way it works is boruch she'omar, which is the earlier brocha, Yishtabach, which is the Boch Reina afterwards, and the Psuk of the Zimra in the middle. So you can't just start with the Boch Achroino. It's as if you'd be a bit of a marshal. It's as if you'd bench without having eaten and have the Boch Rishoino. It doesn't make sense to just go for Yishtabach. So you have to ensure to have had a Boch Shama and some Psuk of the Zimra. And the wording of the Mishnah at the end of the Sif Cotton, he says, for loike toin, not like some people are making mistakes, shem b'derech, if they're on the way, or shash asetchak, where there's an emergency circumstances, maschilin meishtabach, they start straight from meishtabach, shem b'rochin ali, this is a b'rochel v'atole. Mishnah Berurah's got a very firm, strong nusach, to where he calls it a b'rochel v'atole. If somebody just says yishtabach, it's a b'rochel v'atole, it's a b'rochel in vain. Because you must ensure again to have said Psuk de Zimra and Boruch She'omar before that. So don't go for Yishtabach straight away. Sif Kotten Dalet, Mishnah Berurah says, Omar Boruch She'omar, Al Kain, Ovel, an Ovel, Oi, Yotzeit, somebody is an Ovel Yotzeit, Sheis Achul Ovel Veis HaKnesses, was delayed to come to Shul, Ad Kor de Bochu, and he just showed up just before Bochu. And he wants to start saying Yishtabach before the Amud. And he's going to start straight from Yishtabach. Yiru al kol ponim. It is an absolute requirement at the very least. Metchila le'atzmam boruch she'omar ve'ashrei. He must say boruch she'omar and ashrei prior to taking the Amud by Yishtabach. V'chein achazan b'shabbos. Somebody who was a chazan on Shabbos, she nis'achel avoid, that came late. He was delayed at Korob Levochu, he only showed up before Bochu. Yiral Koponim Loima Metchilo Leatzma, Boch Shama Ashre, Venishmas, Kanal. He must make sure again to say Boch Shama Ashre, and since we're talking about Shabbos, he must also say Nishmas. Kanal Simon and Base Mishnah Berurah Sif Kotten, hey, yeah. It is. We learned that early in Mishnah Berurah and Sif Kotten, hey, Nishmas, because the Mishnah Berurah says that because it's called Birka Shir, and it's Birka Shir, and that's, absolute requirement. If that's what it sounds like. It says you should rather leave out enemies. Moir and Mishnah Berurah said in Sif Kotten Hey early and earlier Simon, But he said that even if not the very least, at the very least you should say, Mishneh Berurah earlier also said, Baruch Shama Ashre Nishmas Yishtabach, at the very least. Yeah, we'll get to that shortly. Yeah, I think that's what you mean. Right, so now with regards to Ksas Pesukei Dezimra, there's a fascinating bialoche here that wants to know what happens if somebody has to be excused. Fascinating shaila, and I don't know if people know about that. Fascinating shaila, if somebody has to be excused during Pesukei Dezimra, and he's actually going just prior to Yishtabach, he's going out and he's coming back just before Yishtabach, and he wants to now say Yishtabach. What is he meant? Is it, can he just go for straight before Yishtabach, or does he need to say something before that? Asher Yotze, we'll get to Asher Yotze shortly, Mitzvah Hashem, leaving Asher Yotze out. Oh, very good. So the Bialoche says over here, in the B'tibah Masru, Ktsas Pesukei Dezimra, Kosa Beik Edinim B'Shem Ginas Vrodim, Mishem Muchach Lotzeis Lenekova, somebody is being excused, Koide Mishpacha, prior to Yishtabach, Nochon it is right, Acha Kach Lachta Yod Apom, Al Kolponim Tehle Ledovit Koide Mishtabach. He should say Ashrei before he moves on to Yishtabach. Kidei She'abroch Al Malochul, because now he's going to say Yishtabach, and there was an interruption between the Pesukei Dezimra and Yishtabach, because he was being excused. So therefore, he must ensure to now go over some Pesukei Dezimra, ideally Ashrei, before he says Yishtabach. Now this is a very interesting halacha. Because you've said Ashrei already, you've said Pesukei Dezimra, now you went out, you were excused. And you come back and you want just move on and carry on saying Yishtabach. Says the halacha, don't do that. In the name of the Ginas Vodim, don't do that. You have to go over Ashrei again, and only then proceed with Yishtabach, because the Loshon of the Mishneh Berurah is that the bracha is to be chal on something. The Yishtabach bracha needs to go on something, and there was a hefsek to the earlier Pesukei Dezimra.
So on Shabbos, if you go ahead, let's say you're going ahead, whatever, you want to just get ahead, and you've gone through the whole Pesukei Dezimra, and now you're waiting, and you're reading a sefer, and whatever, is that
very good, we'll get to that. We'll mamash get to that shortly. If you have a minute break, where should you stop? Should you stop before Yishtabach? That's basically your question. Then you're going to have a bit of a hefsek, or after Yishtabach, before Kaddish. What's the right time to stop? Yeah, that's what we're going to see. That's the Shulchan Aruch in a minute. Yeah? Pardon? Yeah? Because Ashrei is considered the crown of Pesukei Dezimra. Right. Yeah? It sounds from this Bialoch, you'll still say Ashrei. Mishneh Berurah elsewhere says that if you can't actually get to say the whole Ashrei, at least say three Pesukim. Pesukei Dezimra. It sounds like it doesn't really need to be Dafke Asher, but Lechatchil Asher, because that's the Iker of Pesukei Dezimra.
And that'll be true for persons past Asher. In the Halukos, went and came back, you should still say Asher.
Yes, that's what it sounds like from this Bialacha. Yeah, yeah, absolutely, yeah. Yes. We'll get to that as well. We'll get to that. That's Mamash next Eve. Where is a good place to wait? Where's a good place to wait? Is it prior to Yishtabach or after Yishtabach? Well, the truth is, we can actually, based on what I introduced earlier, we can actually hear that there's a very serious shaila over here. Because we just learned that Yishtabach has to come straight away. As we learned in earlier Siv, we learned that we have to stand for Yishtabach. Chazan has to stand for Yishtabach. Why does the Chazan need to stand for Yishtabach? Because he is not allowed to be mafsik to Kaddish. So we're learning over here, we're seeing already, we're identifying already, there's a big chilek between the Chazan and the Tzibur. The Chazan has to always ensure that he goes right from Yishtabach straight into Kaddish. So he's certainly not allowed to interrupt between Yishtabach and Kaddish. But this rule only applies to the person who says Kaddish, i.e. the Chazan. Anybody else who is not going to say Kaddish, really, for him this rule doesn't apply. So at what time, for when, at which day, where is for him the right place to interrupt, to stop? Probably after Yishtabach. Why? Because a regular person, he's not really meant to stop before Yishtabach. Because again, Yishtabach is a bracha achrona, Pesukei Dezimra. He should go from Baruch Shama straight into Pesukei Dezimra, straight into Yishtabach. For him, there's no real reason why he can go straight from Pesukei Dezimra. He should go straight from Pesukei Dezimra into Yishtabach. So if he stops after Yishtabach, it doesn't matter. He's not going straight into Kaddish. Very good. Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, okay, let's get to that in a minute. Says the Shulchan Aruch in Seif Gimel. That's again, that's the halacha. This Seif now is talking about a case of somebody who doesn't have a talis and tefillin. For some reason, he's getting his talis and tefillin in the middle of davening. Okay, that can happen. But it's, we'll see that really, it's not just somebody who hasn't got talis and tefillin. It's the same halacha will apply to somebody's davening is up to Pesukah Dezimra, and he cannot put on talis and tefillin yet, because it's too early in the morning. So we'll see, this is actually a very important halacha for all those who Yidden who daven early min during the winter months, and you're davening, starting to daven before the earliest time to put on talis and tefillin. At what time are you meant to put on talis and tefillin? That's going to be this seif now over here. Says Shulchan Aruch, one is not meant to make a bracha on natifas tzitzis, not putting on tzitzis, between Pesukah Dezimra and Ishtabach, to not interrupt by saying a bracha on natifas tzitzis between Pesukah Dezimra and Ishtabach. Why not? Because you're not meant to be mafsik between Pesukah Dezimra and Ishtabach. Ishtabach comes straight after Pesukah Dezimra. So don't put on talis and tefillin at this stage. So when is the right time to put it on? Elo, only ben Ishtabach leyoitza. From Ishtabach to Yoitza, that's the right time to stop. Because you're not running into Kaddish. So now, you have said the Pesukah Dezimra, you say Ishtabach, now you can put on your talis and tefillin. Continues the drama, however, Hashliach Tzibur, the Chazen. Im loy hoyo loy talis tchilo, if the Chazen didn't have talis, Yisatev betzitzis, he should put on the tzitzis koideim before sheyaschil yishtabach, before he starts yishtabach. Why? Kedei, in order sheyoy barakadish, he should say the kaddish miyad acha yishtabach, straight after yishtabach, velo yafsik, and he doesn't interrupt. Because the chazan, that's right, the chazan is not allowed to interrupt between yishtabach and kaddish.
After Kaddish?
Before Yotzer. Right, that's the Mishnah Berurah address that. Yeah. Says the Mishnah Berurah, V'chein imein minyan, similarly, if there is no minyan, Pevesa Knesset in Shul, Yamtin Ashliach Tzibu, the Shliach Tzibu should wait, Im Yishtabach with Yishtabach, V'yishtoik, and he should be quiet at Shiova Minyan, until a minyan comes, V'yoymar, and he should say Yishtabach V'kaddish, and he should then say Yishtabach and Kaddish. So again, the rule is, with regards to the Chazan, he has to ensure that Yishtabach runs straight into Kaddish. And if he needs to interrupt for whatever reason, whether he needs to put on talis and tefillin, or whether he's waiting for a minyan, or it's the earliest time to put on talis, he should always do that prior to Yishtabach, because he's not allowed to interrupt between Yishtabach and Kaddish. However, with regards to the rest of the people, for us, it's very important, the non-shlicha tzibur, it's very important to ensure that you go straight from Pesukah Dezimra into Yishtabach, and it doesn't matter, we can interrupt after Yishtabach. Says the Mishnah Berurah in Seif Katan, hey. Afilu im loy oy loy talis at ato, even if he didn't have a talis earlier, ve'av shu ben apokim, even if it's in between the paragraphs, mikol mokim, nevertheless, kivin shabocha koel apsuka dezimra, since the bracha of Yishtabach is going on Pesukah Dezimra, ein roy, it is inappropriate, shehefsik beinam, there should be an interruption between them, levein brocha choyno didu, until the bracha choyno, don't make an interruption between, ta bracha ruyo liyo yisamuch la mitzvah, the bracha should be straight after the mitzvah. Interesting words, the bracha should be straight after the mitzvah of Pesukah Dezimra. Avon mikoydim lezeh, but prior to that, be Pesukah Dezimra, mid Pesukah Dezimra, al kolponim ben aprokim, If you're getting hold of a talis and tefillin in middle of Pesukah Dezimra, if it's in between paragraphs, yaniach talis evorich. Yes, if you are getting a talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra, you can put on talis and tefillin in middle of Pesukah Dezimra. That's fine. Mikolshkin lein tefillin demutar evorich alein ben apokim. Yes, it is permitted to put on talis and tefillin with a bracha in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra. Ufratim uberabim, especially if you're embarrassed and you haven't got talis and tefillin. So again, the halacha is, you're allowed to put on talis and tefillin in the middle of Pesukah Dezimra with a brocha. You can. Yeah. No, really, you're right. But we are actually referring to all the way to Ishtabach. Yes. According to this, there's no... Yeah, that's right. There's no real reason... Correct.
So then
You're saying
you don't put Tefillin on Purim Shabbos.
Right, we don't. You're saying that.
Zero.
Why is that?
You just said that you have to put if you're a yochid, you put your Tefillin after your Shabbos.
Yeah, that is if you cannot put on before. If you can put it beforehand. If you're just about getting hold of the talisman tefillin, just about Yishtabach time, just before Yishtabach.
So you can put them on, like you're saying now. What?
When would you wait? Just came by Yishtabach.
Yeah, if it's around Yishtabach time, then you're going to say Yishtabach, you're going to put it on after. If in the middle of Pesuk de Zimra.
Where? What do you mean Pesuk de Zimra? Tell
any Ben Apok in the middle of Pesuk de Zimra.
Where's that?
From both Shabbat to Yishtabach.
The Pesuk de. Just before Yishtabach, you'll not put it on. The Ben HaPokim that he's referring to over here are between the Halalukos or before Az Yosher. Those Ben HaPokim, that's what going to be, yeah. Does that make sense? Yeah, okay. Now, the Mishnah Berurah over here, the Mishnah Berurah does not mention the Shaila of the Bi'alocha. What happens with regards to Asher? Doesn't matter. It's also a bit what to what you're saying. What about Asher Yotza, Rabbi Yisai? Somebody's excused in the middle of Pesuk HaDezimra. One, are you allowed to say Asher Yotza in the middle of Pesuk HaDezimra? Yes or no? Yes? Pardon? We saw already? Oh, the Bi'alocha here brings, in the you're right. The Bi'alocha over here brings the bottom line of the Bi'alocha in Levorech. Al ken mishu tzach lenukov be'emtza ha'perek shal Pesuk HaDezimra. V'olach v'asot tzrochov. He says, if somebody is excused in the middle of paragraphs, he goes and he washes his hands. Noi te leolav yishu ha'sant v'yigmur ha'perek shal Pesuk HaDezimra. He should finish the paragraph Pesuk HaDezimra. V'yivorech ha'shiyotza, and he should then say ha'shiyotza v'yinech ha'talas v'lo yivorech olav. So, in other words, that yes, you can say ha'shiyotza. You can say Ashayotza in between paragraphs of you should, and you can say Ashayotza in between paragraphs of Pesuk HaDezimra. Yeah, you're outside. That's right. You could. Yes. Yeah. I suppose you should. Yeah. You should. Yeah. If a person puts on, that's right. Yeah. 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 Yes. Yeah. Yeah. Over, it's true. We're seeing that. We're not seeing over there. Yeah. It's interesting that you're saying that. You're right. It's interesting. It's very interesting. Maybe the Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan He, Sif Katan Ches. Mishnah Berurah Sif Katan Ches says, Mi'u Ashliach Tzibu. Tignayu La Tzibu Lahamtin Olav Ben Yishtabach Le Kaddish. It is, people don't want to wait for him between Yishtabach and Kaddish. V'gam HaKaddish Kol HaYishtabach. Al ken Yisak Yis'at Techev B'Talas Shuput Anim Yidit Yitalas V'adim B'Tfilin Yivorech. Yeah, so you see, I mean, in theory, he could probably say if you're Pesukim, but we don't see that it's not mentioned that he should do that. I don't know why, but it's a good point. Very good Hora. It's a very good Hora. But we don't see that he needs to do it. Maybe even if you're Pesukim, yeah. Okay, so just to recap what we covered tonight, Be'ezer Hashem. We learned that Shliach Tzibur should stand, Sif Aleph, for Yishtabach. And the reason being, because we don't want to delay and interrupt between Yishtabach and Kaddish. Therefore, the Chazan has to stand for Yishtabach. We learned that the 15 Shvachos of Yishtabach should be said in one go. And we learned also in Sif Beis that Yishtabach can only be said after having said Baruch Sh'ama and Pesuk HaDezimra. One should not straightway go for Yishtabach. One must ensure to have said Baruch Shama and Pesukim in between. We learned also that if somebody is being excused right before Yishtabach and he's just about to say Yishtabach when he comes back, he should ensure to say Asher or at least other Pesukim before he carries on and says Yishtabach. We then learned that there's a big difference between the Chazan and the rest of the Mispalalim. The Chazan always has to make sure to have to that Yishtabach should go straight into Kaddish. And therefore, if he gets a talus or tefillin or whatever situation may be, he should always make sure not to interrupt between Yishtabach and Kaddish. However, with regards to the Shamis Palalim, they can carry on saying Yishtabach and then put on talus and tefillin after Yishtabach, not so the Chazan. We also learned, again, as you said, it was mentioned earlier as well, that with regards to Asher Yotza, one can say Asher Yotza in between paragraphs of Pesuk HaDezimra. And tomorrow mission we'll start and we'll continue with halachas with shliach tzibur. What are the halachas of shliach tzibur? We'll speak about bearded shliach tzibur.